ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांध्रस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। So I welcome all the devotees to this evening's discussion on the life, instructions and the pastimes of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Today we are going to discuss the different pastimes of Raghunath Das Goswami in Jagannath Puri, and in tomorrow's discussion we would cover his pastimes in Sri Radha Kund. Tomorrow is a very auspicious day. We are celebrating different tithis, like the disappearance of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. It is also celebrated as Vasant Panchami. It's also Saraswati Puja tomorrow, and happens to be the appearance of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Since we cannot cover the pastimes in the life of all these personalities in one discussion, therefore we have selected to discuss the pastimes of Raghunath Das Goswami, who is one of the principal Goswamis of Vrindavan. On our altar, if you see, we have the picture of the six Goswamis, and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is one among them. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the exalted author of the celebrated Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he considers himself incapable of describing a portion of even the drop from the ocean of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami's pastimes. And he declares that even he cannot possibly describe them to the fullest. So we are like small sparrows trying to fly and cover the length and breadth of the sky. So I just beg for the mercy of the predecessor acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, and all the assembled Vaishnavas to pray and bless me so that the right words come in the right spirit at the right time. Hare Krishna. So Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he appeared in a village called Sri Krishnapur. He was born to Govardhan Mazumdar, who was the younger brother of Hiranya Mazumdar. Govardhan Mazumdar and Hiranya Mazumdar both were disciples of the great Yadunandan Thakur, who had studied under Vasudev Datta and took Diksha or initiation from Srila Advaita Acharya. Yadunandan Thakur was best friends with Balaram Acharya, and all of them blessed and lovingly nourished the young Raghunath during his childhood with their care and affection and their Krishna conscious association. Raghunath Das Goswami was the only son of Govardhan Mazumdar and possibly the only heir to all the property that they had. Govardhan Mazumdar and Hiranya Mazumdar were very rich. They were landholders and tax collectors. And Srila Prabhupada describes that they were very, very rich. In the present day, maybe they were billionaire. And Raghunath Das Goswami was the only heir to inherit that property. Being very dear to Balaram Acharya, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami learnt a lot under him. And one day Balarama Acharya, he decided to lovingly gift Raghunath Das Goswami the priceless association of Srila Haridas Thakur. He took Srila Raghunath Das to meet with Haridas Thakur, who was an exalted great devotee, who was neither sleeping or eating, just staying in the caves or in the middle of the forest, very humble, and chanting about 300,000 names of Krishna. That's over 190 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every single day. And he would preach through his chanting, through his words, and mostly through his activities. Raghunath Das Goswami, by getting the association of Haridas Thakur, he started developing similar qualities like Srila Haridas Thakur. He became completely detached from everything material and was simply attached to the names, forms, qualities and pastimes of Sri Krishna. Seeing this sudden detachment in their son, the parents, they immediately decided to get him married to a very chaste, beautiful and a pure-hearted girl. And now he had a home, he had social prestige and a lot of wealth. But since Raghunath Das Goswami had, he had got the higher taste in Krishna's service, he was not at all affected by any of these material possessions. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas at Kathwa, he decided to go by road to Brajbhumi, Sri Vrindavan. But Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he tricked him to Shantipur. And that is the place where all the Vaishnavas met with Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Mother Sachi for the first time saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with a shaved head. That's the place where Raghunath Das Goswami for the first time met with Gauranga. It is said he was the first among the six Goswamis of Vrindavan to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then for next 10 days, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he enjoyed the association of Gauranga. From there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Puri and Raghunath Das Goswami tried to run away every single day from his home towards Puri. He missed the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and planned to run every single day towards Puri to achieve the goal of his life, the lotus feet of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But every day he was caught. He was caught by his parents. So therefore he would sleep outside his home, also known as the Durga Mandapa, which was like an arena, an open place outside the house of very rich people in those days. So he would sleep there and then try to run every morning to go and meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The next time he met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was during the next visit again at Shantipur. And the parents let him go, very surprisingly, but with guards who accompanied him back and forth. Raghunath Das Goswami, he fell at the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he revealed his heart that he wanted to give up everything material. He wanted to completely surrender his life at the lotus feet of Sri Gauranga. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Raghunath Das Goswami not to be a Murkata Vairagi. Murkata means a monkey and Vairagi means a renunciant. So the instruction that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Raghunath Das Goswami was not to be a monkey renunciant. Now, externally speaking, a monkey seems to be a very nice renunciant, doesn't wear clothes, jumps from one branch of the tree to another, and just sustains on roots and fruits and leaves. But in its heart, it's constantly waiting for the next moment of sense gratification with a female monkey. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Raghunath Das Goswami, externally, you should seem settled you should be a first-class tax collector or a first-class businessman. But inside, in the core of your heart, you must constantly think of Sri Krishna. So with this instruction, Raghunath Das Goswami returned back. And he exhibited this symptom in a few pastimes in his life. Like, for example, there was a very famous story of how Govardhan Mazumdar and Hiranya Mazumdar used to collect 2 million gold coins as tax. And they were supposed to give 1.5 million to the government and keep 500,000 for themselves. But there was a Turkish tax collector who introspected into this issue. And then he found out that only 1.2 million instead of 1.5 million was given to the government, and 800,000 gold coins were kept by Govardhan Mazumdar and Hiranya Mazumdar for themselves. So he came home to arrest them, but fortunately they weren't at home, and it was only the young Raghunath Das who was at home. So he was arrested, and Raghunath Das was tortured and he was beaten. But every time that they used to beat Raghunath, their heart used to melt. So one day Raghunath Das Goswami, he told this minister, this tax collector, "Why do you hit me? My father and yourself, you're like brothers. So I'm actually like your son. Would you actually hit your own son? Am I not like your own son? And secondly, you're a Muslim who's following your religious principles very nicely. You're so kind. You're so learned. You're so wise. So this action doesn't correspond with your learning." So the tax collector, he was melting in compassion. He started crying in compassion. And he embraced Raghunath. And he cried. He bathed him with his tears. And he said, "Yes, what you said is right. I shouldn't hit you. You're like my son." And saying this, he released Raghunath Das. But however, this was Raghunath Das' trick on the tax collector. He said, "But give this message to your father. Tell him to share his profits with me, if not give it to the government." So Raghunath Das, very obediently, he arranged for a meeting between his father, his uncle, and this tax collector. Meanwhile, when Sri Nityananda Prabhu was at Panihatti, he was invited by the very great devotee, Raghava Pandit, who was an expert cook. It is said that every time he would cook, he used to be empowered by Srimati Radharani to make very delicious, sumptuous prasad. So Raghava Pandit had invited Nityananda Prabhu to Panihatti, and Raghunath Das desperately wanted to go and meet Nityananda. So he begged his father permission to go and meet Nityananda Prabhu. So his father again allowed, but with the condition that he had to go back and forth with the servants. So Nityananda Prabhu, he traveled and then finally reached on the banks of the Ganga, where he paid his obeisances from a distance, just taking darshan of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu's servant, he looked at this and he whispered to Nityananda Prabhu, "Look, Raghunath Das Goswami is there. Please give him your mercy." So Nityananda Prabhu, he saw Raghunath and he said, "Why are you keeping this distance? You are a thief. Only thieves keep distance. So therefore I have to punish you. You have stolen the treasure of my heart, the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, without my permission. So therefore I will punish you. The punishment is, you have to feed all these Vaishnavas in this village and in the neighborhood with nice chida dahi, or puffed rice, and sweet rice. So you have to use yogurt and hot milk and rice and sugar, ghee, camphor and bananas, and you make your preparation. And surrounding Sri Nityananda Prabhu were his associates like Gauridas Pandit, Gadadhar Das, Murari Chaitanya, Udharan Thakur, Sundarananda, Puramananda, and all of these villagers who were Vaishnavas. And they were all sitting with two clay pots as Raghunath Das, with so much of bliss, was cooking and feeding them with his own hands. He was feeding chida and dahi to all the Vaishnavas headed by Nityananda Prabhu. And how happy was Nityananda seeing the ecstatic service attitude of Raghunath Das Goswami. He was so blissful that he invoked and he invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his heart. And not many could see. Only few saw the direct glimpse, the vision of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's presence. Whenever Sri Nityananda Prabhu dances or he invites Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, doesn't matter wherever Sri Chaitanya is at that moment, he just manifests spontaneously. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he actually saw Nityananda and Gauranga present at the same time, and they were eating the bhoga that Raghunath Das had cooked. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda themselves were blessing Raghunath Das Goswami, and they were placing their lotus feet on his head, which is the abode of all auspiciousness and all devotional love. Meanwhile, Raghava Pandit, who had invited Nityananda Prabhu for prasad, he arrived with all the foodstuffs, and he invited Nityananda. He said, "You were supposed to come to my place for prasad. So I humbly invite you again." So Nityananda Prabhu, he told Raghava Pandit that I would come at night and we'll enjoy a nice feast with all the Vaishnavas. He said, I'm a cowherd boy, and cowherd boys like to have food with their friends. So I will come at night and we'll have nice Harinam Sankirtan and nice feast." And then Nityananda Prabhu, with his own hands, he offered garlands, sandalwood and prasad to all the Vaishnavas, including Raghava Pandit and Raghunath Das Goswami. That night at the house of Raghava Pandit, all the Vaishnavas sang, they danced, they loudly chanted the holy names of Sri Krishna, they exchanged gifts with one another, they had this very sumptuous, delicious Krishna prasad as a feast, and they all slept. And Raghunath Das Goswami, he was so fortunate that he got plates of prasad personally from Gauranga and Nityananda. The next morning, Raghunath Das Goswami, he approached Sri Nityananda Prabhu. He held his lotus feet to his chest and he begged for his mercy. He said, "Please bless me. I am the most fallen. You are the most merciful. Please let me free myself from all these attachments. And please bless me that I can wholeheartedly give myself for the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Nityananda Prabhu, he praised Raghunath Das Goswami and had a smile. He started glorifying him to all the Vaishnavas and he said, "Please bless him, as he is completely prideless and he is so sincere." Raghunath Das Goswami, he touched the feet of all the Vaishnavas and he decorated his head, the top of his head, with the dust of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas. And Nityananda Prabhu blessed him. He said, "You will go to Jagannath Puri in the future and you will serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally as a servant of Swarup Damodar. You will be very famous as the personal associate of Sri Gauranga." Raghunath Das Goswami was so happy and so jubilant that in return he distributed a large sum of money to Raghava Pandit and he said, "Please give it to Nityananda and all the Vaishnavas, but only after I leave." Raghunath Das Goswami, then he left along with the servants and the guards back home. And parallelly, his parents were very worried, because for many days Raghunath Das was not to be seen, and no reply, no contact, absolutely. So they were very worried. His mother told his father, "I think we should just tie him up with ropes. That will keep him here, and that will not let him run towards Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." So the father smiled and he told Raghunath Das's mother, he said, "When he has such a beautiful wife and he has wealth more than Indra, which are the greatest attachments in material existence, and if they don't tie him up, what would these mundane ropes do? Do you think Raghunath will be tied by these ropes when the ropes of lust and greed aren't able to tie him? It is true that nothing can tie him, because he has received the unlimited causeless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." One night, or late night, early morning, Yadunandan Acharya, he requested Srila Raghunath Das Goswami if he could follow him and come with him to convince his disciple, who is also a pujari, to come and perform his morning duties. Because that day, Yadunandan Acharya's disciple had not turned in for service. So he came to the house of Raghunath Das Goswami and he requested if Raghunath could accompany Yadunandan Acharya to the house of the disciple pujari. And at that point, all the guards were fast asleep. So on the way, Raghunath Das Goswami, he thought to himself, "Well, this is a good time to escape and run towards Puri to surrender at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya." So on the way, he told Yadunandan Acharya that, "Oh Acharya, I think I will go and convince your disciple. You know, you may head home and chant your rounds. I will parallelly get him." So Raghunath Das Goswami, he convinced Yadunandan Acharya, and Yadunandan Acharya, he head home. Meanwhile, it seems Raghunath Das Goswami, he met with the pujari and convinced him to head for his morning duties. Then after that, he started running east towards Jagannath Puri. And he took this path because he wanted to escape the guards. So this was not the conventional usual path. This was the long route, which was less preferred. So he ran east all night, and overnight he slept at a cow shed. In the morning, he woke up, washed his face, his mouth, his hands and feet, drank the milk from the cows, and then head south through the jungles. And again, he wanted to escape the guards. So he ran towards Puri to meet with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Meanwhile, it is described that Shivananda Sen would every year take Bengali Vaishnavas from Navadvip or West Bengal to Puri to meet with Sri Gauranga after his sannyas. So Govardhan Mazumdar, he naturally sent his guards to search for Raghunath Das Goswami to Puri. And when they met with Shivananda Sen and they inquired about Raghunath Das Goswami, Shivananda Sen, he said, "Well, I don't know. I haven't seen Raghunath Das here." Because Raghunath Das Goswami had taken the longer route, he had not reached Puri. So meanwhile, Raghunath Das Goswami was just chewing grains and cooking something on the way, and eating some roots and fruits and drinking some milk. And it took him 12 long days to reach Puri. And it is described that in these 12 days, he ate only 3 times. The climate was so hot and so cold sometimes. And sometimes it used to be, it used to shower. But Raghunath Das Goswami was not diverted and deviated by any of this. He was not disturbed. He was just one-pointed, and he only desired the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. finally he reached Puri, and he went to the place of Kashi Mishra, called as Kashi Mishra Bhavan, and he met with Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he was so pleased to see Raghunath Das Goswami. And then he said, "Oh Raghunath, you're so detached, and this is purely because you have got the mercy of Sri Krishna." Raghunath Das, he humbled himself, he prostrated himself, and he said, "Well, I don't know Krishna, but I know that your mercy can save me." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and he said, "Actually, material life is like a deep well. And your father and uncle, they are like worms in that ditch. Although they are Vaishnavas, they are not very pure Vaishnavas. So therefore, they are having a lot of material desires. And because your father and your uncle, they are all related to me ultimately. So therefore, I can joke because we are related. So they are in that ditch, but by the mercy of Krishna, you've been removed out of that ditch. You're blessed." Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he handed over the responsibility of Raghunath Das Goswami to Swarup Damodar Goswami. He took the hands of Raghunath and Swarup Damodar and put one over the other and arranged for this very wonderful connection. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and he said, "Now we have three Raghunaths. We have Raghunath Vaidya, who is the doctor, Raghunath Bhatta, and we have Raghunath Das Goswami. But this Raghunath will be known as the Raghunath of Swarup Damodar." Then Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he looked at Govinda, who's also Mahaprabhu's servant, and he said, "You should feed Raghunath very nicely, very nice prasad, because for last 12 days he's not got enough to eat and he's looking very skinny. So therefore you must give him nice prasad. And he also looks very dirty because of his travel. So please take good care of him." So Swarup Damodar Goswami and Govinda, they nicely gave their association and fed Raghunath very nice prasad. So Raghunath Das Goswami went to take his bath, took the darshan of Jagannath, and then had a plate full of nice Mahamaha prasad tasted by Gauranga Mahaprabhu himself. In this way, he used to have prasad every single day, the prasad of Jagannath and the prasad personally tasted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das Goswami used to have this prasad, but suddenly, one day, he was found sitting outside the Jagannath temple, just like a beggar, very humble. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw, he was surprised and he was very happy to see this humble, renounced attitude of Raghunath. So he asked Swarup Damodar Goswami why Raghunath was sitting there. So Swarup Damodar Goswami revealed the heart of Raghunath in front of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by saying that Raghunath Das Goswami feels very uncomfortable to take service and to come all the way here, and instead of serving, he's sitting and having prasad. So therefore now he's begging and he accepts only that which comes naturally. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very humble and pleased to see this mood of Raghunath Das Goswami. One day, Raghunath Das Goswami had a question. So he asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a question. But however, through Swarup Damodar Goswami, or sometimes through Govinda, Raghunath Das Goswami was so he was so humble that he would never approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. He would, even if he had questions, he would ask Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only through Swarup Damodar or through Govinda. This was the etiquette. He didn't want to step over them. He just wanted to follow the parampara.
So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he looked at Raghunath Das, and he said, "Yes, what do you have to ask?" So Swarup Damodar Goswami, he stepped in and he said that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das has a question and he wants to ask you. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Actually, you should ask your questions to Swarup Damodar Goswami and Govinda. They can answer all your questions. But because you asked me, I will answer." So Raghunath Das Goswami asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "What are the duties of somebody in the renounced order of life? I came all the way to Puri and I've renounced everything, but why and how and for what, I don't know. Please tell me, what are the duties of somebody in the renounced order of life?" So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Gramya katha na shunibe," that one in the renounced order of life shouldn't hear or speak mundane topics. They shouldn't eat very opulent prasad and shouldn't wear very opulent clothes. They should always chant the holy name of Krishna constantly. They should never expect any respect from any Vaishnavas, but should be ready to offer all respects, and should always think of Sri Krishna mentally in their mind. And most importantly, they should be more humble than the blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree. And in this mode, they must always chant the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, meanwhile, later that year, Shivananda Sen, he returned back to Bengal, and Govardhan asked Shivananda Sen if Raghunath Das Goswami, whether he was there, whether Raghunath Das was there in Puri. So Shivananda Sen said, "Yes, he is there. What do you mean whether he is there? He is there, and he's serving Sri Chaitanya, and he's begging for prasad outside the Jagannath temple, and he chants all day, and he's decorated with torn clothes, and he serves Swarup Damodar Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very intimately." When Govardhan Mazumdar and Hiranya Mazumdar heard this, they were devastated. Their son Raghunath, who's the only heir to all of their properties, begging, is putting on torn clothes. So in material affection and compassion, they sent clothes, they sent a lot of wealth, they sent cooks for Raghunath Das Goswami. In fact, the next year they sent two servants and one Brahmin cook, and they sent lots and lots of money. Raghunath Das Goswami, he accepted all that money. He said, "Well, you may stay here in Puri, but I don't want any of this." But then after that, he finally accepted that money and he would cook feasts and offer it to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu twice every month. And parallelly, he would continue begging at the Simhadwaram gate outside the temple of Jagannath. So after some months, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked Swarup Damodar Goswami, he said, "Raghunath used to invite us twice every month for prasad. What happened? Why is he not inviting us?" So then Swarup Damodar Goswami said, "That's because Raghunath feels that this money is from the karmis and the prasad is being cooked using the money that comes from the karmis, and definitely Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not happy." So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu listened to this and he said, "Yes, that is true. But O Swarup Damodar, please tell me, why is Raghunath Das no longer sitting at the Simhadwara gate? Because he used to beg there,
But now he's not even sitting there, and he's not even begging there. What is the matter? Where is he, and how does he get his prasad?
So Swarup Damodar Goswami replied to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said that Raghunath Das Goswami feels like a prostitute sitting there, expecting alms from anyone and everyone who passes by. He feels that instead of serving them, he's expecting something from them. And this mood is not very favorable for somebody practicing devotional service. So therefore, he has even stopped begging outside the Simhadwaram gate. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu listened to this, and he was so happy because he saw that Raghunath Das Goswami was just increasing day by day by day his spirit of renunciation and his spirit of true devotion and attachment at the feet of Sri Krishna. Being so pleased with Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gifted him his own Shila, Govardhan Shila, and Kunjamala, both which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got as gifts himself from a traveling sannyasi by the name Shankararanya. So out of love and devotion, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he worshipped the Shila. He used to place the Shila onto his chest and sometimes close to his eyes and bathe the Shila with his tears of love. And he used to have the Gunjamala, and he took nice care of the Govardhan Shila and the Gunjamala for 2 years. And after 2 years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gifted Raghunath Das Goswami his very own Kiridat Shila, which he worshipped and bathed every day with his tears, and the Gunjamala as blessing, as a token of his affection and love, seeing Raghunath Das Goswami's renunciation. And he gave instructions to Raghunath Das Goswami. He said, daily you bathe your Giriraj Shila with water and offer 8 tulsi leaves as your offering. And each of them should be offered with 1 flower on each side. And this Govardhan Shila is non-different from Krishna. So therefore, take very good care and take shelter of this Govardhan Shila. And the Gunjamala was also offered. And Raghunath Das Goswami was overwhelmed in spiritual transcendental ecstasy, receiving all of this from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Seeing the Govardhan Shila, he felt sheltered at the foothill of Giriraj Govardhan. And receiving the Gunjamala, he felt sheltered at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. After some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he inquired from Swarup Damodar Goswami, who had previously told him that Raghunath Das, instead of begging outside the Simhadwaram gate, accepts prasadam from the free prasad or free food booths. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't find him even there. So he asked Swarup Damodar, Raghunath Das is not even found in the free prasadam centers or the booths. Where is he? So Swarup Damodar Goswami, he revealed another height of renunciation of Raghunath Das Goswami. He said, of all the prasadam, Jagannath prasadam, that is being distributed outside the temple, that which is really old and gets stale and rotten is thrown for the animals. And some are still could be accepted by the cows and other animals. But some are so rotten, stale, bitter, and so old that even the cows reject them. Taking this the smell and the taste of the prasad, they just spit it out. And this prasad, which is rotten, old, stale, and even rejected by the animals, is what Raghunath Das Goswami, he secretly, he accepts, takes it to his place, and he washes it very nicely, cleanses it, cleanses the rice, and just mixes little salt, and he has this nectarian Jagannath Prasad. When when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he was so amazed, seeing this spirit of renunciation of Raghunath Das Goswami. So then one day, personally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And then as soon as he entered Raghunath Das Goswami, he hit the prasad. He hit the prasad and he kept it behind his back. Now, Raghunath Das Goswami was a true renunciant. There are many who perform different sadhana and exhibit renunciation only for some recognition and fame. But Raghunath Das Goswami wasn't like that. He was sincerely and humbly performing his services and his bhajan in the spirit of real renunciation. So he hit the prasad, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the all-knowing Supreme Absolute Truth, he said, "Please share the nectar with me." And he put his hand and he grabbed the prasad from the back of Raghunath Das Goswami, and he ate the prasad. And with a big smile of satisfaction on his face, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I have eaten so many different preparations of Jagannath Prasad, but this is the best ever prasadam that I have tasted." In this way, we find that in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his associates, they exemplified great level of renunciation and pure devotion. In this way, Raghunath Das Goswami, he served for 16 years, personal service. He served Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar Goswami. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance, facing the pangs of separation, Swarup Damodar Goswami, he also departed from this world and disappeared to enter the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. When Raghunath Das Goswami, he heard of this, he decided to run to Vrindavan and jump from the topmost peak of Sri Giriraj Govardhan. But as soon as he went to Vrindavan, he met with Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, and his life was revived seeing them, because he could see the purity, the spirit and the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu still prevalent through the personal life and example of Rupa and Sanatan. In this way, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, they gave their association and shelter to Raghunath Das Goswami, who was devastated after both his lords had disappeared. And Rupa and Sanatan, they did not allow Raghunath Das Goswami to commit suicide, in Vrindavan. But instead told him, or instructed him, to narrate the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri every single day. So listening and abiding by their instruction, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was given the most exalted, purifying place of all places, that is Sri Radhakund, to reside. And that is where Raghunath Das Goswami used to practice his bhajan. He used to speak about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Puri, and he would chant the holy names. So in this way, Raghunath Das Goswami was serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and was a very dear associate. Now in tomorrow's discussion, we would cover his pastimes and his stay on the banks of Radhakund, and how very nicely he preached, not just through his words, but through his activities as well. So we'll stop here. And I would like to express my heartfelt gratitude to all the devotees who took their time this evening and came here for this discussion on the life of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Pad Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.